This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. It's Lefty Pinkos. It's Brian and Emma in the house tonight. It's like a reunion, isn't it?
It is. I'm very excited that you're back.
I'm excited to be back. It's kind of, we've been like ships in the night, haven't we? Passing in the night.
Yes.
I've been away for a couple of weeks. I was in Adelaide for work for 1 week, and then I had a death in my family the other. And so I've been out of Joy. And then Cup Day, you were out drinking champagne, weren't you, Emma?
Something like that. It's more exciting than anything, so we'll go with that.
and so we kind of been missing each other, but it's really good to be back in the studio with you.
Yes, and I am very happy and excited to have you back. I do want to give a thanks to Patrick, though, from Is Nothing Sacred. He helped me out by coming in and for a couple of weeks on pretty short notice to help me out, so...
Patrick rocks, like I even tuned in to listen to you guys and it was just fantastic. So yeah, thanks to Patrick.
No pressure. I think Patrick and I worked well as a team, but no pressure on you.
Oh, no, I'm not going to get funny about that, but because Patrick's fabulous. I really want to get to know the lad a bit more and I'm a little bit jealous actually that you got to join up with him on air because I've only had him in once when we chatted to Gavin Campbell that time when you came in to just listen in and it all began basically.
I'm sure that he'd join you too.
Yes. But this week on Lefty Pinko, we've got a fabulous show lined up, Transgender Victoria and Y-Gender, which is, a group of young people, Y-Gender, a group of young gender, trans and gender diverse people from Melbourne. They've been doing this fantastic project with Transgender Victoria across regional Victoria in Melbourne, developing, a project called What Makes an Ally that is pretty much all about, asking young transgender and gender diverse youth, how can you foster good relationships between yourselves and the broader community? And so next week, next Monday, they're going to be launching a suite of resources and a campaign that basically promotes how they want to see healthy relationships promoted in the community. So we're going to be joined by Cannon, Eric and
Kieran.
Who is in regional Victoria. And Kieran, we should note, is actually going to be phoning in for the episode. So we'll have somebody on the phone, but we've got Eric and Cannon here in the studios with us. And Cannon's actually been in before on Lefty Pinkos. We had a bit of a chat. Cannon's the president of Y-Gender and has been involved with this project. Well, was the president of Y-Gender. has been involved with this ally project. So tonight we're going to be chatting to them about what they've been up to and what resources they've developed.
I'm really looking forward to it. I think we had Ash and Jem in a few weeks ago about the Tilda Trans and Gender Diverse Film Festival, and so now it's great to get some young people in. Not that they're not young, but some youth in to talk about a youth-driven project as well.
And they've also picked the music too. So, and this is a track that Cannon has requested. It's called "Bow Down, No Way," and it's actually it's by the sounds of it, an activist's led music project. But I will chat to Cannon, Eric, and Kieran after this track.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're with Lefty Pinkos on Joy 94.9. It's Brian and Emma here, and we're joined in the studio by Cannon and Eric. And we've also got on the phone Kieran, who is in regional Victoria. Are you there with us, Kieran?
I'm here.
Hey, welcome to Lefty Pinkos.
Yes, welcome, Kieran.
Welcome.
Welcome to the Macedon Rangers.
Welcome to my owl.
Actually, Kieran, is this your first time on radio? Or have you been on...
I haven't been live on radio. We used to do a thing in the Macedon Rangers with Way Out that was youth radio, but that was not live. It was recorded in advance.
Yeah, they wouldn't let you on the mics live, would they?
No.
But yeah, no, thanks for joining us. And in the studio, we've got Eric and Cannon. And I guess I'd like to ask Eric, just introduce yourself and tell us a bit about who you are.
Oh, hi, everyone. My name is Eric, and I'm in the Y Gender Committee, and I'm basically just hosting events every month. And oh, and I've been part of the What Makes an Ally project for a few months.
Yeah.
And it was great. I get to see so many people sharing their stories, really interesting and touching.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this project will make a really positive impact on people's lives, on trans and gender diverse people's lives.
That's fantastic. And what about yourself, Cannon? You've been on the show previously, which was before my time on the show. That was back with Brian and Kath. But for anybody who didn't catch that show, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, my name's Cannon, and I was a part of the Ally Project as well, on the Ally Project Committee, which was made up of members of Y Gender and Transgender Victoria, and also facilitated some of the workshops throughout the project. So that's a little bit where I fit in on the project.
And what about yourself, Kieran? What's your involvement been in the project?
I guess I was, you know, one of the people who rocked up to the days. I went to the Bendigo. There was a weekend. And, you know, I was, you know, I guess part of the project through that. I'm also a member of Way Out Rural Youth and Sexual Diversity Project in the Macedon Ranges. So I've been a pretty big part of that. So I've been part of that for 2 years, and I guess I've been helping to run the events and all this kind of thing. So,
can you tell us a little bit about the sorts of things that Way Out do for people in... like, is that something for different regional areas or something just for Macedon Ranges?
I guess it's the Macedon Ranges and Bendigo. And every fortnight, a group meets in Kyneton. And, you know, a group of young people. We organise events with other groups in Shepparton and Ballarat. We recently did a camp in Echuca.
My hometown. I'm from the Murray River.
and it organises travel to events like What Makes an Ally Project and the launch of From Blues to Rainbows as well. We went down by bus, the Way Out crew. I actually didn't. I went by train so I could meet the Y Gender people, but anyway, we won't talk about that.
I guess I'd like to ask Cannon, you used to be president of Y Gender, and this What Makes an Ally project is something that's been done in partnership with Transgender Victoria. Do you want to just give our listeners a bit of an indication of what the organisations are, who they are, and how they might differ from each other?
Yep, and give a bit of an overview of the project.
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great.
The idea from this project came from some people from TGV who approached us about maybe a year and a half ago now and said would we like to be a part of this project. So Y Gender is primarily historically been a peer-led social support type group, whereas Transgender Victoria have a lot of organisational structure and do a lot more sort of higher level advocacy.
Yep.
So I guess in collaboration, there was an application made for some hay funding. Thought it would be good to look at, you know, we do have some support groups that some people can access here in Melbourne, but really that reaches not very wide, and there is a big gap between a young person feeling safe within a sort of contained space and needing to sort of reach out and be a part of the everyday world. And could we sort of develop something that could reach people all around and sort of support collaborative relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So the project has been made up of a main steering committee, which I mentioned before, with some people from Y-Gender and TGV. There's also mm-hmm. been a creative committee, which a lot of young people have been a part of, developing the resources, the content, how it looks, what they wanted it to look like. So I guess in giving a sneak peek, it's got a bit of a selfie theme.
Yeah.
Project's kind of looking like, well, taken as a selfie. And that was kind of the direction that the young people took that part of the project's development.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, it's a pretty amazing opportunity to sort of be supported by an organisation who also supports the trans and gender diverse community, because obviously there's those shared experiences and that shared connection that's really brought a lot of value that might have been different if it was, say, I don't know, through some other kind of organisation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously a lot of people do great work, but I think it's kind of nice, the sense of, I don't know,
engagement.
Like brothers and sisters or something.
Yeah, and that's I think that's one of the things that stood out for me with this project in looking at how you have done it, is that I guess that community engagement model that you've really promoted in terms of going to a regional centre and I guess workshopping with the people that are affected or have the most voice or the most need to have a voice in this process. And so has that been something you've been able to, I guess, really have fun with, like in terms of just getting your voice out there when you're developing these resources and this campaign, Eric? Is that?
Yeah, it was. Oh no, to me personally, it was really fun because I get to meet a lot of young people, especially around in regional area, because I was like going to school in the regional area as well. So, and I couldn't find anyone who was identify as trans or gender diverse there, because it was a topic where pretty much everyone would try to ignore it. Mm-hmm. And try not to talk about it.
Yeah. Is that what you found in regional centres? I mean, and maybe Kieran, if you've got a comment on this, but just, I mean, I grew up in Echuca earlier and I didn't come out till I was 24 as a gay man, and I often feel that I was a little bit, I guess, delayed. So I'm really excited that, you know, you've got young trans and gender diverse people doing these wonderful things in regional areas, but is it still hard out there in the regions to kind of feel vocal about your identity or about, you know, who you are?
I think it is, but I think there's a lot of things that really kind of have supported the development of already networks of young people. You know, there's Way Out, which is a statewide project, and various other organisations. Like, we spoke to Headspace in Bendigo and Brophy's Headspace in Warrnambool, and we were able to sort of identify sort of young people who were showing leadership already, who sort of mm-hmm. rallied around their communities. And, you know, although I'm sure it is tough and there's a lot of challenges that might be geographically different to someone in Melbourne, but there's also kind of some really amazing stories of resilience. And I don't know if Shanine's listening, but this is one of my favourites. When we went to Warrnambool, Shanine is a young woman. It's a really close town, and they've had this campaign where they've gone around to businesses and put stickers up after telling shop and business owners about the GLBTI young people, and if it's a safe place for them to come to that shop, then they can put a sticker in the window.
Yeah.
And just how that's built, there's a nice little secondhand shop in Warrnambool where the staff are, you know, I guess, trans-friendly, and they'll mm-hmm. let people come in and try clothes, and they're not judgmental, and they will help. Like, you can ask them questions, help with the fittings and things, and I just thought that, you know, is super sweet. I don't know of anywhere in Melbourne where you could identify that and say, oh, go to this shop, the shopkeepers are trans-inclusive.
Yep.
And they've spoken to another local business who said that, you know, one day they would love to put on, like, a private party for the trans women who come, and they can have a private shop and some champagne, and
mm-hmm.
you know, they'll shut the shop and make it a private sort of
in-house, a special thing. Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, there's the challenges, but there's some really cool stuff happening as well.
Yeah. It's fantastic to hear that sort of story coming out of anywhere, but that little bit more surprising, I suppose, to come out of a regional centre like that. So it's really kind of, you know, a bit heartwarming, I suppose, to hear a story like that.
Yeah, and I think you're picking me up there, Cannon, too. Just like there is that expectation that within urban centres or within capital cities that there's this open acceptance of, you know, whatever, you know, people identify as, or there's this, you know, overwhelming sense of community or acceptance of that. But, yeah, it's really nice to, you know, that in regional areas where populations aren't huge, that, you know, that there is that support and those offerings.
I think we're going to play a song from Eric now.
Actually, Eric, yeah, like you've requested music and you want to play a bit of Gaga. Tell us why.
Oh, I don't know. Lady Gaga was like a singer who I really admired when I was still living at home, because she sing a lot of songs that support the LGBTI community.
Yeah.
My requested song is Here, and is in support of the trans and gender diverse people, and it's about that person just want to be who they are, and their parents just want to cut their hair off whenever they dress like themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, this song was like my support source when I was still living at home, because I was having a lot of hard time back then, and I just listened to the song and feel better.
Beautiful. Well, we hope that this makes all our listeners feel better. You're listening to Lefty Pinkos on Joy 94.9. We're chatting to Kieran, Cannon and Eric, and this is Gaga going out to Eric.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
We're chatting to the crew from Wygender. They've been involved with a project called What Makes an Ally that'll be launched next Monday at Transgender Victoria in Drummond Street, Carlton. And Cannon, you're one of the facilitators with the workshops that happened across Melbourne and Frankston, Geelong, Warrnambool, Bendigo. What was the content? What was involved with the workshops? How did you facilitate them?
So I guess we really kind of looked at how can the young people sort of inform the project. So it was an interactive kind of format where we just kind of brainstormed a lot of ideas. We asked young people, you know, questions like, so what makes an ally? What might be some barriers to someone being an ally? We also sort of asked people to think about what's a story where you've been an ally to someone in some situation, or they've been an ally for you. So a little bit of who was there, what happened, what was the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what was a surprise for a lot of people is, although a lot of times it can feel like there's not many people on your team out there, when people thought about it, you know, they really could think of experiences where people sort of have been very supportive. And I guess for us it highlighted that sometimes it can be so easy just to remember the bad things that happen and not really kind of, I don't know if being grateful is the right word, but really reflecting on what are the good experiences.
And the glass being half full as opposed to half empty, yeah?
Mm. Mm. So that was a really kind of a nice part of the workshop. And, yeah.
How well participated with the workshops? Were you happy with the numbers of people who are attending? Or,
well, yeah, I had no idea how it was going to go. We were just talking in the break before, and maybe you want to fill
us
in on what happened.
You got
Eric
quite excited about Bendigo. What happened there?
Oh, with Bendigo, we thought that there would be only one person who would turn up, because Cannon only know one person in Bendigo who is keen to come. But then we saw like another person rock up, and there were like two people in total. But yep. then in the end there was like a whole group of people from way out who come at the same time, and it was really fun, and we didn't expect that at all.
Yeah.
And Kieran, what was your experiences of any of the workshops? And I suppose I'm keen to hear as well. Obviously, you're not living in Melbourne. What some of your general experiences have been as well in terms of having allies, I suppose, and support from people outside of that sort of centre of Melbourne.
Well, let's start with the project first. I really liked the project because it kind of reminded me that I wasn't the only one. And, at that point, I actually hadn't really come out as trans. I was gender questioning, and I was thinking at that point, oh, maybe I'm agender. Quite a few trans men were actually there, and it kind of, I guess, solidified my identity, first of all. And, just kind of reminding you that you're not alone. And I think one of my favourite things was just the bit at the end where we went, the end of the first day where we went to go bowling, because it was all this kind of, this really supportive environment, just having fun and knowing that everyone's going to, be using the correct pronouns and, kind of being really supportive. And that's just really comforting. Being a young person and being a trans person in rural areas, I think one of the problems is a lot of people think, oh, you're in a small area, you don't have to come out to as many people. But the problem is, when you live in a small town, everyone knows you, and so it kind of makes it 10 times harder, because you go down the street and people are like, hey, insert birth name here, how are you doing? And people talk to my dad, oh, how's she doing? I'm like, it's very kind of hard, especially when you're kind of closeted to a lot of people. But I thought it would kind of be worth coming out to friends and stuff, especially since I used to go to a Catholic school. I'm no longer at school. I'm going to go to TAFE next year. But I came out to a lot of my friends who are at the Catholic school, and I was, expecting a lot of different reactions. But they were all really positive, my peers. And one of the ones that really surprised me, one of my friends, her name is Gabby, and she's always upbeat about everything. I've seen her angry a total of once, and I was scared out of my wits because I just couldn't imagine it. But it was really happy when I told her. She really reacted in her, her own way. She was really, excited. She's like, oh, I can't believe it. Well done. I'm so proud of you. And, jumping up and down. And, it was really positive because it was really her as well who was reacting, That's, I guess, what I have to say right now. Yeah.
With the project too, I guess, it's actually, aside from the TGV partnership and with Y-Gender, you've actually kind of been able to, and I guess this community work and bringing people in to share their voices and experience, you've actually been able to work with a lot of other different organisations or bodies, I guess, like government, mental health organisations, anti-bullying projects. Can you tell us a bit about, why those partners and how they were involved with the work, Canon?
Yep, so there is the primary partnership of Y-Gender and TGV, but, there's no way we couldn't have done this without the help of, organisations.
Those allies,
in regions,
yeah.
And sort of really bringing, the project work to life. I know, we've had so much support from so many people, it's hard for me to sort of name one, but... So I'll just name them all. we've had support from GASP in Geelong. We mm-hmm. worked really closely with Headspace in Bendigo and a lot of their regional services. Way Out provided a lot of support in terms of they actually brought a lot of young people to our workshops who otherwise wouldn't have been able to mm-hmm. get there geographically. Yeah. Zark in Ballarat put a lot of work in and a lot of effort to bring a lot of young people from Ballarat to participate in our workshops. We worked with Headspace Peninsula and Peninsula Pride, Brophy's and Headspace in Warrnambool. And I think that's it. But we did more than just kind of that workshops through that those partnerships that we were able to develop, at least for at this stage in Warrnambool and Bendigo. We had a range of other activities as well. So Kieran mentioned that we had the bowling. We also had a Y Gender event, and the Zoe Bell Gender Centre supported the project as well by providing some inclusive practice training for all the people working with young people in those areas. And we did that in Warrnambool and Bendigo. So, you know, it's definitely been a huge team and community effort to achieve some of the goals that the project has already, and it's not even launched. I think those kind of things and the developing of the community is priceless and will have ongoing effects, and especially when they can take this work to their communities and, you know, that own the work, and they're going to be the leaders for other young people in those areas, and who knows.
Before we take a break and hear some from some announcements, I just want to ask you, statistics, Canon, like you mentioned during the break about statistics around people who identify as trans or gender diverse in say Victoria, what are some of the statistics that you can offer?
Okay, so I guess we don't really know too much. I've been operating from some statistics that are fairly recent that estimate there might be 1.5% of the population gender diverse. And if you equate that in Victoria for young people who are aged between 15 and 25, that's over 180,000 young people. And when you think of that in terms of, you know, how many young people are connected through Y Gender or through Minus 18, some of these bigger channels, you know, where really we don't have that much reach. We're maybe reaching 0.5 of the population or something.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I guess it just really highlights the importance of people, you know, being able to advocate for their communities where they come from, mm-hmm. and not have to, like, I don't know, come to Melbourne, you know.
Yep.
People are living everywhere and they should be able to
be
stay in their communities if they want.
Yeah, exactly. You're listening to Lefty Pinkers on Joy 94.9. It's Emma and Brian here, and we're chatting to Canon, Eric and Kieran.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
You're with Lefty Pinkers on Joy 94.9, and that was Steel I Span with Alison Gross. A request from our guests, Kieran, out in the regional Victoria. Why'd you pick that song, Kieran?
I guess I've grown up from very, very young around music, and especially folk music. My dad introduced me to Steel I Span when I was very little. And I guess folk music is something that means a lot to me, especially right now. I guess a few years ago I'd be like, ew, folk music. But I guess as I've kind of come into my identity, I've accepted it.
it's fallen into place, yeah?
not cool among my peers, but I don't really care at this point. And I just guess we've been a very musical family. I'm actually currently talking to you from our music room.
So, yeah.
There's several instruments in here. There's a banjo, a piano, let's see, two guitars, a mandolin, a ukulele, that triangle mandolin type
That's fun.
It's a
fully equipped music room, yeah?
Yes. There's xylophones and a violin, and several drums, like little drums. My drum kit's in another room, so where it's nice and soundproof.
Yeah.
And the neighbours don't have to hear it. But, yeah, so I guess folk music's been something that's, I guess, just me. Mm-hmm. And that song is also just really catchy, and I sang all of the words.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, there's something quite, I mean, I must confess too, Karen, I like a bit of folk music myself, and that's something that I've accepted with age, so yeah. I know it's often not popular, but hey, you know, what's popularity and what's, you know, what's in beat, what's coolness these days, so yeah. But if you've just tuned in, we're talking to the crew from Y-Gender. We've got Cannon, Eric and Karen. Cannon and Eric in the studio with us here, and Karen. And we're going to have to wrap up soon, you mob, but I guess I just wanted to give the event that you're launching, the launch rather, next week, a good plug. And basically it's the What Makes an Ally a Youth Project, and it's going to be held at Drummond Street Services in Carlton, where TGV are actually located.
And Y-Gender as well.
And Y-Gender's there too. Okay, I didn't know this. Actually, that's news to me. but yeah, it's in the Drummond Street Service, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Which has moved, so if you knew it before, now it's at 100 Drummond Street.
Yep. Beautiful. And it's next Monday, the 17th of November, at 5 p.m. But what can people expect at the launch?
Cakes.
Excellent. Tick.
Eric?
They would expect a lot of yummy foods.
There's going to be the launch of a short video that was kind of a making of the project.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Obviously, the unveiling of the amazing posters and resource that's been developed. Some riveting speeches from young people, one from myself, one from several other people. And I think just, I don't know, a chance for everyone to come together one last time specifically around this project and enjoy the work that we've done.
Yeah, and people, there'll be plenty of resources that people can take away from to have it at their organisation's services or at their schools and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be running the merch table, so come say hi.
So what kind of things will you be selling?
I have no idea, actually.
Cakes, by the sound of it.
Badges, perhaps? Because Y-Gender, you actually have T-shirts and stuff, don't you? Yeah,
like, yeah, we have some T-shirts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So they might be on the merch table, yeah?
Yeah, they probably will be, yeah.
And you have a website as well, which I think isn't live yet, but after the launch on Monday, people should be able to go to allyproject.org, mm-hmm. and the resources and the material that you're talking about, I'm assuming, will be available for people to have a look at online as well.
Yep, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be an interactive component so people can tell their stories about allyship. And I guess sort of have it as an ongoing avenue to connect with other people.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much for joining us this week on Lefty Pinkos. Yeah, Cannon, Eric and Kieran on the phone there. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I guess all the best with next week. And just also, just to give a bit of a plug to TGV, they were recently nominated for a Human Rights Award.
Yay.
So, yeah, I guess to sort of say, I guess on behalf of all of us here at Joy 94.9, we want to say congratulations to TGV for the Human Rights Award, but also for this work you've done on the LA project with Y-Gender. So, but yeah, make sure you get along next Monday, the 17th of November at 5 p.m. at the Y-Gender TGV space in Drummond Street, Carlton. We're going to play some ads and then we're going to go out with a track that's been selected or highlighted to Cannon, highlighted to Cannon. It's Bette Midler's Waterfalls. We're thinking about TLC earlier and thinking, you know, let's play a little bit of Unpretty, but we've actually gone with a cover that Bette Midler has just released recently of TLC's Waterfalls. So we'll play some Waterfalls for you after that. But thanks, Cannon.
Can I just say one more thank you? I think a big thank you would need to go to Jeremy Wiggins, who's been an amazing project manager for this project and orchestrated everything to happen amazingly and has worked really well with the project, with the young people, and really done an amazing job. So thank you to you too, Jeremy.
Beautiful. Yeah, no, shout out to Jeremy Wiggins too. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.